The witching!
The witching! The witching half hour! Yes, the witching half hour has come. It cannot be measured by any unit of time, nor can it be reached by any hand on the face of a clock. The witching half hour occurs wherever and whenever it pleases. And now it is here. Tonight, the witching half hour begins deep within the forests of Pennsylvania, where a man and his daughter are searching out a secluded cabin. In his hand, a shovel. In her heart, dread. And in their brains, the knowledge of a dark secret.
Just because we don't celebrate his birthday doesn't mean I don't know it passed.
House is right over there.
When were you going to tell me you knew where your brother lived?
All he did was not answer the phone.
You couldn't tell me where he lived?
I'm telling you now.
I don't know why it happens at 27. Your mother didn't either. But it does.
What was Mom's maiden name?
Forgot that.
You never told me.
Travers. You ain't got a legend or nothing like that, so don't expect to find it.
Nothing in the county records?
Couldn't surprise me if the whole family's been expunged.
Nobody survived? No one's found a cure?
Not that I heard of. I looked good and hard for your mother. Your brother asked the same question.
Charles, one night, where were you? You were gone, it was raining, and Charles ran around opening every window in the house, and I freaked out because I was afraid the house would get soaked and we'd get a lashing when you got back. And Charles told me, it was raining so hard, he told me the summer rain pours straight down. You don't have to shut the windows, it falls straight down, because there's no wind in the summer.
Is it open?
Knock first.
You got a key?
Here.
When did he get all those cats, them ornery folk?
They're heaps nicer when they've got some food in them. Father, you cannot kick his cats.
Don't you say nothing.
Get them off of him. With your hands.
You'll tear my fingers off.
Oh my God, they're circling.
Little furry sharks. Quick, grab Charles' head.
He's talking.
No time for that now. Help me get him out of here.
You stay alive. I'm warning you.
Mary, quite contrary.
I thought you said he'd be dead.
How does your garden grow?
Look at what they did to me. They tore my only pants and bloodied my leg.
Silver bells.
I don't know where your brother got that cat conniption from. He raised you both as dog lovers. Nobody's got packs of dogs like that. It's obscene. A dog.
A dog would have turned
them into the same. Even if, still, don't see why he needed all those cats.
I would have gotten them just the same.
I don't know. Maybe not as many. When did you get all those cats?
Years ago.
Couldn't be that long.
At least two.
For what? What did cats replace?
He used to say they were smarter than dogs. You had to earn their love. Frankly, with our dogs, I happen to think he's right.
Our dogs were 10 times smarter than any of those hissing things back there.
Mary, quite contrary.
I'll feed those cats when we get back.
We're going to have them put down.
We're taking them in.
No, we ain't. Well, nothing to do with them.
Someone has to take care of them. He really loved them, I promise you.
That's just what he wants. Probably thinks this is funny. One last hurrah, get me take care of his cat.
This ain't about you. He knew this was coming since he was 11, and you told him everything after Mom was already dead. Now he asked me to take care of them after it happened, and I'm going to respect that wish.
Jack and Jill.
Now we share the house.
I'll come live here.
No, you won't. You wouldn't.
I will.
We can keep one.
We're taking them all like he wished.
Jack fell down. And broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling out.
Isn't he supposed to be dead?
I said we gotta bury him. Nothing about him being dead.
Jack fell
I'm
down.
Sorry. I just assumed.
Mother was just like that. Catatonic.
Catatonic doesn't include talking.
Well, they ain't got no word for that then. Jack they freeze, except for their mouth. And the closest word to work is catatonic.
And Jill came tumbling
all I remember about Mother was she died in the spring, which
Jack
made me happy.
Broke his
remember thinking how terrible to die in the winter, to never see the end of that.
No one in town was willing to help because of the way she looked.
Jack
treated her like the madness was ready to elope.
Broke his crown.
Charles just squared up a shovel and joined me. Must have been all of 8. She was spewing
Jack
the worst like she caught that thing where you compulsively cut. Yeah, that's that.
Jill came tumbling after.
You buried Mom alive?
Jack, she wasn't alive. You don't think your brother is alive, do you?
He's Jill breathing. He has a heartbeat.
Ain't nothing upstairs. Everything's on autopilot.
He could snap out of it.
Alice, he ain't gonna snap out of it. You know, it ain't like your family just...
Your family.
Your mother was smart. She didn't tell me any of this until I already fell in love.
He's fighting inside, and I can feel it. Those nursery rhymes, they aren't nothing.
They're nothing, Alice.
I can't bury him like this. Can't you do something?
No, I gotta be buried like this.
Mom tell you that?
Just the way it's always been done. It's what your mother did and her father before that. None on your mother's side in the cemetery. You can't bury the dead babbling.
It's because you're not supposed to bury the babbling.
You are supposed to in this instance.
Then what are you gonna do when it's my turn?
Don't.
Why, you gonna bury me with my heart still going? You're gonna murder me?
You ain't gonna know what the hell's going on!
I might! He might, Mom might have. He might just freeze up on the outside, but inside you're screaming.
It's raining.
Don't act like this is a walk in the park for me. Don't act like burying a family one by one is nothing to the barrier. We all got nothing to look forward to.
You're gonna have to finally learn to take care of yourself. Maybe stop your drinking.
I ain't gonna keep living after you're gone. I made up my mind a while ago.
Can't do that.
Why bother turning the gears, Alice?
Because you got the opportunity.
That ain't nothing to throw around.
I got 3 years, Dad. Tops. I should be the one drinking.
You ain't. And I'm proud of that. Your brother lost hope and you ran off.
He was right. And now you're set to bury him with his heart not even stopped.
It's not me. How many more times can I say
it? In writing. I see no instructions.
They aren't.
Well, kill me first. Before you put me in the ground.
I'm scared of what will happen.
But you don't know. So promise me. Promise me.
One little, two little, three little Indians.
We'll use Charles as a test then.
This is above you, Alice.
We're gonna put him out.
You're playing with things you don't know anything about.
I know as much as you. Maybe more, because I got their blood.
Alice, I'm not gonna let you kill him.
You said he was already dead. Just on autopilot.
Well, yes, he is.
Well, then it ain't murder. My soul isn't damned, and we can give him a proper burial with a funeral in a cemetery.
This is what you're stuck with, Alice. This is the way it's gonna be.
Till I'm gone and there's no more bloodline left?
Yes. Now help me load him in the back of the truck so we can bury him in the woods.
You're gonna bury him next to the dogs?
No, Alice, not on our land. It's a real nice spot. Your aunt's favorite. We're gonna bury him right next to your mother. I don't know where Grandpa is.
Stop.
What?
Just shut up for a second. Charlie's stopped.
I know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is his heart beating?
No. Oh my God. He's soaked in blood underneath his jacket.
Now it's done. Ain't no turning back. Those starving cats, I told you.
Ate him alive. I'm gonna kill them one by one. I'm gonna smash their heads in with this shovel so they can watch.
We got more important things to worry about.
Nothing's gonna happen. You can bury him now under my watch. Hell, we can bury him with those cats he loved so much.
Didn't the Egyptians do something like that? Never paid much attention to.
Oh my God, he's moving!
Hit him with the shovel! He's getting... Quick, sever his spine!
The Witching Half Hour is directed by Eli Taylor with sound by Ian Denio and music by Nehemiah Luckett. Tonight's story, The Family Grave, was written by J.H. Nilrat, with performances by Daniel Kelly, Aviva Lauper, and Owen Scott. Production by Privateer Audio Theater.